New York State has invested $70 million to support agencies, including libraries, churches, and other community institutions, who will work at a grassroots level during the upcoming census. This year, individuals may use the internet to be counted, but Assemblyman Sean Ryan points out that other methods are still needed to reach spots where people have limited internet access.
We know that they don't have good, reliable internet service in parts of the West Side. You know, internet's not cheap. It goes on and off. So we're going to have to use all the means of the census between internet, going to people's doors to make sure we get our people counted. But it's really heartening to see everybody in this room working together. We just need to keep permeating the message out there is that you want to be counted.
State leaders say less than 65% of the population was counted in 2010, and as a result, New York lost millions of dollars in federal aid and two congressional seats. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says you do not need to be a citizen to be counted, but those who are not U.S. citizens should not be afraid to participate.
There's no consequences. The law does not allow the data to be used for any purpose than for a count. So we have to eliminate the fear and intimidation that's out there and let people know when you are counted. First of all, you're doing right by your state, but it also allows you to have more representation in our nation's capital.
The 2020 census will count people living within the U.S. as of April 1st. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.